We're back on this Monday morning on KID. Joining me is Aaron Linsdow. He is a professional photographer. He's also the author of Idaho Total Eclipse Guide. He's a Jackson, Wyoming resident. Aaron, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me on, Neil.
Well, you bet. We are now just a little over a couple of months away from the eclipse, and you've written the Idaho Total Eclipse Guide, tell us, this is a fantastic book. You've sent us a preview copy, and you're certainly doing more than your part to get Idahoans ready for this big event coming up in August. So maybe tell us a little bit about this eclipse guide.
Sure, of course. Thanks, Neil. I wrote this Idaho Total Eclipse Guide for everybody coming to Idaho and also for residents in Idaho. It covers locations all across the state from tiny little Smith's Ferry over in western Idaho all the way to Driggs and Victor and Idaho Falls and Eastern. And it gives you safety viewing where the eclipse is going to be in the sky, how to do it, and especially how to photograph that thing safely, because it's actually much more complex than people understand about photographing the eclipse and, of course, the big danger of, staring at the sun.
Well, yeah, there is that. And I want to get to that in just a moment, but what would you advise people be doing with their cameras when the eclipse happens, just the average, ordinary eclipse viewer?
Sure. When you're photographing the eclipse right before totality, you're still looking at the sun, and that's a huge thing to think about. Is even though the moon is covering most of the sun, even if there's only 1% of the sun still visible, it will still torch and damage your eyes. So you have to have a special solar filter. The best ones are from, there's a filter company on Amazon, and
right,
if you don't have that on there, you'll damage your eyes for sure, but it's called Thousand Oaks Optical. But once the totality happens, you can actually take that filter off, take those sexy solar eclipse glasses off, and then watch the total eclipse completely without any filters on there at all. We've actually had people made the mistake of leaving those glasses on during the totality and completely missing this. So it's a big thing for that too. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I didn't see anything. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So you got to be really careful about it, because as soon as the sun peeks out, you've got to get the filters back on your camera, filters back on your eyes, and go for it. And then also, people, if you've got those eclipse glasses, you cannot look through your camera or binoculars without filters on the front of there, because it's like a huge magnifying glass.
Yeah.
It'll roast those little glasses.
Now, I know, I think you were talking with Calla, but you said, unless you're a professional photographer, unless you know exactly what you're doing, it may be best just to leave that camera alone and enjoy the eclipse as it happens without trying to mess with photographic equipment. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely, because even though, I mean, you can even fire up your iPhone and you'll get a functional picture, nothing great, but it's actually pretty complex to photograph the total eclipse to get that real sexy, say, National Geographic look with the corona swirling all around, because you've got to take a bunch of different exposures and then digitally combine them in Photoshop afterwards. The book has an explanation of all the different settings and everything you need to know about how to do it. But most people, if you're so absorbed photographing the eclipse, that means you're not watching and experiencing the eclipse.
Right. And there's going to be plenty of pictures of this particular eclipse too, because there's so much attention on it. So maybe rely on other people's photography and just enjoy the eclipse by yourself if you're not going to be doing that. So
yeah, absolutely, Neil. That's the thing about it. It's not just a technical, oh, I've got the photograph, but it's actually a primeval experience, because when that shadow rips across the landscape at 1,700 miles an hour, it will get so dark, people will actually have to turn on their headlights, street lights will come on, and people will actually scream and panic like the end of the earth, one of those biblical, oh my gosh, it's over moments. You will actually get a panic. I mean, nothing bad will happen, but you will have this primeval fear well up in you.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for that. That sounds absolutely. We've had calls talking about that, people who've gone to other eclipses, and they've said some kind of funky things happen when the eclipse happens, that something gets triggered inside of us. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, sure. So. Yeah, I mean, your hair will stand on the end. Birds will start acting like it's night. Animals will come out. They come out at night. It's the weirdest thing. It's just like, hey, the world says it's night, so night happens. I mean, one of the things about photographing and viewing the eclipse is make sure you're not near streetlights or business lights, because your night vision is critical to viewing this thing, because you'll be able to see bright stars, the corona. I mean, things you can't imagine seeing at 11:30 in the morning.
So that's another aspect of this. By the way, we're talking with Aaron Linsdow. He's the author of Idaho Total Eclipse Guide. Light pollution is going to be an issue. So if you like looking at the stars, and you probably want to get away from the bright city lights. And that also helps to ease some of the congestion that's going to happen in the more populated areas.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's a big difficulty of people come over, especially over in Driggs and Victor and Jackson. There's going to be a crush of people there, but there are other locations to spread out, and the sand dunes outside Stanley. I mean, there are lots of options. All you have to do is have a clear sky and hope that there's no smoke from a fire obscuring the sky. But yeah, in the city where there's going to be a huge crush of people, ultimately, if you get stuck somewhere, the eclipse is going to be really high in the sky. So it's, I would say, almost impossible to miss as long as there are no clouds.
Well, and that's another detail that you mention in your book, especially if you're coming from out of town, you may not be as familiar with the local weather. Check the forecast for Idaho when you come, and also check the road closures, because it's not uncommon for us to have fire-related road closures or other reasons as well. So do a little homework and plan ahead to make sure you're in a prime spot to watch this. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got a huge state to cover. I mean, one of the big difficulties with Idaho is that whole wilderness and no return in the middle of the state. Getting into the middle of the state is actually of course, pretty tough.
Yeah.
But one of the unique locations in Idaho is the high point of Idaho will actually be under the total eclipse. So if you want a very fascinating experience, you can actually be on Bora Peak, the highest point in the state, and watch the eclipse. And you can see that shadow ripping across the landscape. It's going to be a fascinating experience.
So, Aaron, what's your plan? Do you have everything lined out for what you're going to be doing on Eclipse Day?
Oh, sure. Everybody's asking that. And the big question is, in the book, it describes how to look at the infrared radar map of the cloud cover the night before. Mm-hmm. And that'll be your last chance to say, okay, is the sky going to be clear? Am I going to be ready? And if it looks kind of questionable, I'll be prepared to head over to Riverton, Wyoming, or Casper.
Okay.
Or if it goes crazy, just make an absolute run for Nebraska, because this is a one-shot deal.
Oh, wow. So you have a plan A, but you got a plan B, C, D, E, and F, however many it takes then. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the next time the total eclipse will pass over this area is in 2252.
Yeah.
Even though we all like to think we're young, that would be like George Washington showing up.
Right. I got you. All right. Aaron Linsdow, the author of Idaho Total Eclipse Guide. You can find it. It's in a number of locations. The Museum of Idaho has it. You can check out the Idaho Chamber of Commerce as well. It's also online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other locations. But if you want to find out more, go to Aaron's website. It's sastrugipress.com. That's spelled sastrugipress.com. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me on KID, Neil. It's been a pleasure.